What's going on, guys? Welcome to River City 93. This is your co-host, Elliot Barr. On today's podcast, we have a very special interview with the captain of the club, Maxi Rodriguez. We talk about his time in San Antonio and Charlotte, how he found Richmond. We also talk about a very assortment of other things. Also, who might be the worst singer on the team and who's the player he hates going up against in training. Before the interview starts, there's a quick advert for Pride Raisers. I'll let the advertisement do itself so you can learn more about it. But besides that, hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Remember to like, review, subscribe, share, and catch you guys at the end of the podcast. Bye. There's another ad read, but something that is very important. The River City Red Army is partnering with Diversity Richmond to support local LGBTQ community here in the city. The Red Army prides itself on fostering an environment that welcomes all individuals to our section. For every goal scored by the Richmond Kickers in the month of June, five possible matches, I believe, they're going to pledge a few dollars per goal that will go to support Diversity Richmond. Diversity Richmond envisions a community where LGBTQ plus citizens are treated with respect and dignity, and their unique gifts are championed and celebrated, thereby strengthening our community. So, if you want to go help support, go to Pride Raiser. We'll be down in the comments below. You can check out there. Click on the link there and go support. So, hopefully, the Kickers score a ton of goals, so you can pretty much bankrupt the Red Army. That's what you want to happen. All right. Joining me live on the phone is the captain of the Richmond Kickers, Maxi Rodriguez. How you doing, Maxi?
I'm doing all right. Thank you for having me.
No problem, man. Look, we've been wanting to come into the podcast for quite a while now, probably since we started. So to have you on is like big for us.
No, yeah, I'm really happy to be on here.
Well, Maxi, if you don't mind, just introduce yourself to the audience. You know, just let us know like where you grew up from, where you came from, how you got started in soccer, all that stuff.
Alright, so obviously Maxi Rodriguez. I was born and raised in San Antonio, so I'm a Texas kid forever. And I actually signed my first contract with San Antonio FC, so it was nice living in my hometown, kind of experiencing that. And now I'm here with the Richmond Kickers, and very excited and happy to be here.
Okay, alright. I did see that you played college soccer, correct me if I'm wrong, at the University of Charlotte?
Yes. I played 4 years at Charlotte.
Okay. So how was that experience?
Yeah, it was great. It was definitely different. You know, Hispanic kids are not very likely to move away from mom and dad very early. But, yeah, so it was something brand new. It kind of took some time to get used to, but I love Charlotte, and Kevin Langdon, who is the coach there, is a mentor of mine and someone that I respect so much. So to play under him 4 years was great. Mm-hmm. And I learned a lot from him and that program as a person and a player especially. So, and I fell in love with the East Coast. So,
well, that worked out perfectly for Richmond.
Yeah, I was really excited to come back to the East Coast.
Okay. So let me ask you this. You said, like you mentioned earlier, that you played for your hometown team, San Antonio FC. How was that first ever experience of playing for, like, San Antonio?
It was a dream come true, to be honest. I think a lot of people dream to play for their hometown club and to represent their city. So it was great. And, you know, I had my almost my whole family in the stands watching me and wearing my jersey and being able to represent the city is something that I held really special. You know, it's something that not everyone gets to do, so I was happy to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, I imagine playing for your hometown team is like a different kind of feeling. So I just had to ask, Are you a Spurs fan?
Oh, you know, San Antonio, we don't have much, but everyone's a Spurs fan. We have the San Antonio Spurs.
Okay. Well, let me ask this. This is my other question. Are you rooting for Kawhi in this finals? Or are you kind of just like,
this is a question I get asked so often.
Well, I mean, look, you're from San Antonio. Not too many people in Richmond that you meet from San Antonio.
I know, and it's a tough thing because, let me tell you, we loved Kawhi, and he was the man in San Antonio, but I guess there's kind of some bad blood or some beef between, I guess, the city of San Antonio and Kawhi. He did win us the championship, but the way he kind of left us hanging last season, it just left us with a bad taste in our mouth, so I am actually going for the Golden State Warriors.
Well, now also joining us, Maxie, is my co-host, Shanir.
So. Hey, Shanir Duran here. How are you doing, Maxie?
I'm doing all right.
So, another question I have to ask you is, why Richmond? Like, why choose Richmond after, you know, you played in the USL Championship? What made Richmond this great place to be at?
So, it's interesting. I was actually thinking about this maybe 24 hours from signing to another team, but that fell through, and to be honest, that was probably the best thing that could have happened to me, because maybe 2 days after that, David Buelow gives me a call, and he's all excited and energized. You know how Buelow is.
Yeah, you know.
We had this great conversation where we kind of understood what he saw in me and what he wanted for me, as well as what I thought I could bring to the table. So I think it was a perfect fit for me as a player, somewhere where I could kind of be a guy that will get some playing time and show what I can do throughout a whole season. And what Buelow kind of said to me about the style of play, I thought it really benefited me, and I thought that was a perfect match for me. So in every situation, it kind of seemed to be the perfect fit. So I think everything happens for a reason. So that first contract, it kind of fell through. I think it was what was supposed to happen for me, and thankfully I ended up in Richmond.
So Buelow, I mean, like you said, Buelow called you up. Did he sell you on some kind of vision that Richmond was? Like, I mean, obviously you had to keep up being in the championship. You kind of heard how Richmond was the last 2 years. How did Buelow sell you on coming to Richmond? Besides, like, being, you know, obviously the captain, I'm pretty sure that was part of the package. But, I mean, what did he sell you on?
Actually, the captain thing didn't happen until I got here. I had no idea, you know what I mean? As a player, you just want to be appreciated and kind of cared for. And I'm not saying I didn't have that in San Antonio, but that opportunity to get more minutes and kind of establish myself as a player is something that I needed. And Buelow said that if I came here and I did what I was supposed to do, that I'd have the opportunity to get more minutes. So I think that alone can sell a player. I don't think the small factors really matter. It's just being cared for and appreciated as a player.
Okay. So seeing you out there in the field, we see a lot of We try to be reporters and whatnot. We see a lot of you being the CDM and you dropping back to be center back, and then you displaying these beautiful balls all over the field. Can you kind of take us through that process of how you kind of go through that? I don't know how to put it in the right terms, like vision of seeing the ball, knowing where to be at the right moment.
Okay, yeah. So I think when I was younger, I was pretty quick and I was pretty agile and I could take players on, but as I got older I realized that these kids were becoming a lot more, I guess, a lot quicker than I was, or a lot faster. So then I had to realize about 13, 14 that the ball was a lot faster than anyone else. So I wasn't the fastest, but if I could get into the position before other people, then I could pass the ball quicker. So I guess vision was one of those things that I felt like I had the upper hand on players, so I used that to my best ability to use the ball and pass through the layers or pass over the top. I think one of my best traits is my ability to pass a long range.
Okay.
Yeah, no. playing in the middle of the field is always very hard for, and that's why you see a lot of players, they tend to go for the wings because you basically have the sideline as one side and the field as the other. But playing in the middle, how do you cope with 360 degrees of what you have to deal with as opposed to just 180 or maybe just what's in front of you, let's say for a center back or a goalie?
Yeah, I think as a center mid, the biggest thing that you could do is knowing what you want to do before the ball even gets to you. Reading what's happening in the game, knowing that, you know, if this outside back's about to get it, and if he can't get forward, then he can set me, and if I'm close to him, I could get the ball. Things like that, just awareness, whether the defender's on my right shoulder or on the left shoulder, do I have the ability to turn if I receive this pass? If I don't, is my angle okay? So I think just that ability to know what's going to happen next or realizing what the situation needs is important as a center mid. You look at players like Busquets, Xavi, Iniesta, who aren't the fastest players in the world, but their understanding of position and awareness is such at a high level that they don't need to be the fastest. They don't need to be the strongest.
All right. I'm taking notes as a coach. I'm taking notes. switching gears to more of a team thing now. What do you feel at this point from what you've seen so far this season is the Richmond Kickers' greatest strength? And on the flip side, what do you feel that the Kickers have as a weakness that they feel they need to work on so far throughout the season?
I think one of our great strengths is our possession and how we play. So if you look at from our goalie, Akira, he can play out of the back no problem. He doesn't get stressed out when the ball's at his feet. He's very good. And then going back to our back line, I tell outside back, they can all play out of the back, all very technical, and we can play. So I think one of our greatest strengths is just having that dominating possession that tires teams out. And then the next thing after that is understanding what we want to do with that possession, understanding what each player is going to do, understanding that Mutaya is quick with his feet, so he wants the ball to his feet rather than in behind, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things like that, I think we're very, is our strongest suit. Now, I don't think we have a weakness, but I think there are moments in this past game or games before where, you know what, we're playing well, but there's a 20-second span where we kind of switch off, and I think goals like the first goal that we gave up in Orlando was kind of like that. We were, didn't find ourselves like we were playing badly, but it was a set piece, and we switched off for a second, and a guy showed at the top of the box. So I think it's things that are very fixable, and it's not something that will be catastrophic to our season. It's just things that we have to improve on as weeks go by.
All right.
Okay. So, Kickers are just coming off of a kind of long road trip. Four games on the road. How bad is the travel exactly for you guys? And another question. So, that is, what is the worst stadium or field you have ever played on as a professional?
Yeah, so the traveling is always tough, you know? Being on the bus for a long time or taking that long road trip on a flight it's not the best thing for your legs, obviously, but it's one of those things that you kind of have to understand that it's going to happen, and every team has to go through it, so it's not something that you could always put excuses, but it is something that can be difficult, especially if you're doing it multiple times within the week, like we were last couple of games, but everyone has to do it, so can't really use that excuse too often, you know what I mean? But the toughest or the worst field, I guess I should say, is so Lansing was pretty bad, although I was obviously only on it for 30 minutes, but yeah, I think Lansing was pretty bad.
Okay. Any field that stuck out to you?
I knew it was going to be Lansing, because I don't know if you heard our podcast after that game. We spent at least 10 minutes complaining about how bad that field was.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was like some areas where it's like a hard turf, which I was not a turf, but hard ground, and I'm used to that because I'm from South Texas and everything is dry.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other parts where it was like part baseball field where it was obviously higher up than the other part of the field and people were slipping. Yeah, it was just to even receive a ball between those two grasses was tough.
Yeah.
But obviously, I only spent 30 minutes on it. So,
so is it any field did you play it on so far that you're like, yo, this is a beautiful stadium outside of City Stadium?
Where it was a nice stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was obviously pretty. Are you talking about this season or in general?
In general.
Well, I was pretty spoiled in San Antonio with Toyota Field, to be honest. That was a really nice pitch and really nice close encounter with the fan type stadium. I thought North Carolina FC, that was my first time playing at that stadium, although I played in North Carolina for a while, so that field was perfect. What else? I did play in Kansas City, Sporting Kansas City Stadium. That one was really nice.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I played in a couple nice ones.
Okay. So I gotta ask, is there any player in practice? Because to me, you seem like a very intensive practice person. Is there any player in practice that you dread going up against, or any players that dread going up against you?
All right, so defensively, I hate going against Mattia.
Really?
He's one of those players where you almost know that he wants to get on his left foot, but you can't stop it.
So he's like Robin. He's like Ajay Robin.
He's like Ajay Robin, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's so deceptively, like, he doesn't look like he's about to cut, and he will. And he'll, I mean, I'm obviously not the fastest guy in the world. So he can burn me at times, although I'll probably kick him and foul him before he passes me. But, yeah, he is quick, man. He is tough to go against. And then offensively, I mean, I pass for a reason. I'm not very good at dribbling, and I don't play players one-on-one. But if I were to choose one guy that would be tough to go against, it's probably Yvonne.
Okay.
So Yvonne's just a strong, powerful guy who just loves to tackle. So I'd have to say him.
Mm. Wow. So who's the funniest player on the team? Like, who's the one that always cracking jokes? The jokes are in the locker room.
I think we have multiple guys that just, I mean, I like to have a joke or two. I mean, Dennis Chen has a joke. I think we're all pretty funny guys, to be honest. But the guy that I find the funniest is probably Yannick Eckenrode.
I was not expecting that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, and he's my roommate, so he'll appreciate a shout out, but he is so funny. And the thing is that he knows to do it at the exact right moment. So it's not always 24/7 he's the funny guy, but the perfect moment you'll say something that'll kill me.
All right, so on a little bit more of a serious note, since you're the captain, you probably will know, who's the player on the team that fans should be keeping their eye on, outside of Gallardo and Akwe and Wape, who's someone else you can see this year having a breakout rest of the season?
I think there's multiple. I think 8 games in, still have room for guys that are going to break out, and I know they're going to. I think players like Matt Bulldog, who I think isn't really going under the radar because he's getting so many assists, but look for him to do even more, get goals, get more assists because he's a good player. And I think he's finding his stride at the right moment, which is important as a player. I think a guy like Charles Boateng, who gets one goal under his belt, and it's just a flood from there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely. So, yeah, I mean, we saw that in the U.S. Open Cup game that was here in Richmond.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we have more than them, those two as well, which is exciting for me because I'm behind them, and I'll let them do all that work. but it's good to see, and I think there's going to be multiple players where that's going to be the situation, as well as defensively. You look at a guy like Braden Troyer, who is an absolute tank of a defender. Yeah, so I think we have a lot of players overall that can that are going to switch gears and be noticed a lot more, trust me.
Okay. So this question comes from the Red Army. You know, they wanted me to ask you, what is your favorite Red Army chant so far this season?
Oh, I love that Braden Troyer chant.
Really?
That's my favorite one.
Any reason why? Or just catchy?
Yeah, I think it's funny because he's such a quiet, nice guy as well, that he has such a sick chant that I like it a lot.
Do you catch any? Oh, my fault.
I've heard a couple, but you guys have a chant for me or no?
No, we're not, but we're working on it.
We are. In the talks. Like, we need to find a chant for Maxi.
Any song suggestions you want to throw out there?
No. I'll leave it all to you guys. Okay. Okay. You
know what I mean? Do you catch any of the players doing any chants?
I haven't, not yet.
Okay. So we got to work on that. We got to find out who's the best singer in the group.
Oh, trust me. I think it's everyone. I don't think there's one. I think we had a couple guys sing at the beginning of the season, and it was awful. Couldn't be worse.
Well, Maxi, we just want to say thank you so much for coming on to the podcast, man. It's a pleasure having you on. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Boston the midfield, you know, I'm not going to lie, you described yourself as like an old school YMCA player. So we look forward to seeing you in the middle of the midfield.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it a lot. And we'll go out tomorrow and get that dub.
All right.
No problem, man. Well, we look forward to seeing you out there, man. You enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
All right, you guys too.
All right, man. Hey, what's going on, guys? We just want to say thank you to everyone that's been supporting and checking out the podcast. You can check us out on Twitter at RiverCity93. You can listen to all the apps that play podcasts. Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and a bunch of other ones. We also want to say thank you to the Beautiful Game Network. And also thank you to our sponsors at Golden Gold Press. The best choice for to get your custom shirts, hats, mugs, and other items for yourself or your organization. You can check out their amazing products for a fraction of the price at goldtogoldpress.com. Also, thanks to our sponsors at Roughneck Sparks, the official scarf supplier of MLS, USL, and US Soccer. Get your custom scarves for your group or team at roughneckscarves.com. And always, keep us on the good side. Catch you guys next week.